Last month, urban planner John Montgomery joined us on Counterpoint to defend gated communities. And now, in the second part of that interview, he proposes a solution to an issue that just won't go away, and that involves the future of our cities.
Well, the big question is the extra population that's projected and planned to come in by, I think it's the year 2050, we have to increase the population by another 15 million people. And the question is where best to house them and locate them. And at the moment, it's been assumed more or less that they'll go into the established cities and we'll build higher densities. But the idea is that the cities themselves will probably almost double in population. And in particular growth cities like Brisbane, it could be more than that because more jobs will flock there. One of the questions I would like to ask, which I haven't really seen anybody else ask yet, is why don't we just build another two or three cities? Because that's what we did when we first came here.
Well, I was going to ask you that question. But it is fascinating, isn't it? If you look out over our history of 200 years, we've been almost spectacularly unsuccessful in creating more cities than we had at least 100 years ago, with, of course, the honourable exception of Canberra. Canberra's been pretty expensive, though, hasn't it?
Well, you see, Canberra was designed by an architect, come landscape architect, come early town planner. The good cities in Australia were designed by surveyors. I say that as a town planner.
What's the difference? What did surveyors bring to it?
A bit of mathematics, scale and proportion. They lay the streets out properly. You have sensible distances between the blocks and the junctions. And usually they use the grid, which is easy for everyone to understand once they get their head around it. By contrast, you go to somewhere like Canberra and you can get lost on the road system quite easily, as I myself have done.
So it would be a good idea, at least in theory, if we did have more cities, and obviously the towns that may be the bases for those are there at the moment. In the past, we tried to do that. A long time ago, we tried to create more concentration at places like Albury, Wodonga and Bathurst and Orange. In retrospect, may they have been the wrong places because not that many people seem to want to move there.
Well, you need to build the cities where the economy is strong, growing, more dynamic or more likely to grow. The reason cities are there in the first place is because there was some sort of economic importance attached to them. And all of our cities are on the coast because all of them were ports. And it seems to me that it would probably be a mistake to go build in a big inland city. Although if it had an airport, it might not matter so much. But nevertheless, the established pattern is to use the coasts and the riverways. And we do have medium size and slightly larger towns that could expand. So it could be that our new cities are, as you say, grow from existing places. But maybe there's a case for building a whole new city. Mm. I like the idea of it, but then I would, I'm a town planner.
Why don't you think politicians like the idea of it? Because it's almost like on a daily basis now in our newspapers and on television, we're reading complaints about the enormous pressures on the city caused partly by the immigration level of, 200,000 or 300,000 a year that's been going on for a while, and obviously it's going to go into the future. Everyone complains that we're not looking at this, and yet I think from what you're saying, it does sound like one of the more obvious solutions.
I think it ought to be considered, yes. I'm not sure the reasons why not. Maybe the advisors haven't put it to them quite that way, or possibly there aren't any votes in it.
But what about your community? I mean, the town planners, aren't they the sorts of people that ought to be throwing up these ideas?
The community of town planners. reminds me a bit of the community of Welsh dental hygienists. You know, we're all communities these days, and I don't think there is a community of town planners. I'm sorry, I think there's a professional association. They don't seem to be awfully clear. In the UK, there's an organisation that I'm a member of and I write for called the Town and Country Planning Association. And they've always believed in building new towns. It goes back to a chap called Ebenezer Howard and his garden cities. Now, the garden cities had their own problems, but nevertheless, the idea that you could build new towns which can support themselves with facilities and services and jobs and all the rest of it, I think that's a notion that's gaining momentum in Britain. They're talking about, green, or there's some sort of green towns thing being proposed.
Well, anyway, to your credit, you're here today. You're talking about devolution in Australia, so that's fabulous. Any place in particular that's caught your eye where one might be able to build a new city?
Oh, that's trade secrets, that is.
Well, governments can apply to you care of Counterpoint.
Well, I mean, I think Western Australia and somewhere further up north, one and north of Queensland, of course. I don't think, with a heavy heart, he says, I don't think anybody's going to build a new city near Adelaide.
A lot of South Australians would probably be very happy to hear that. Anyway, John Montgomery, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure.
John Montgomery is an urban planner and managing director of Urban Cultures. He describes himself as a cheerful Scotsman, possibly because he lives in Brisbane.
And that's it for us this week. If you'd like to comment on any of the interviews you've heard today, just go to our website, abc.net.au/rn/counterpoint, and click on the Add Comments tag, which is located just below each story description.
Counterpoint's produced by Ian Coombe. Our sound engineer is John Diamond. I'm Michael Duffy.
And I'm Paul Comrie-Thompson. Coming up next on Radio National, the ABC News.